Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now.
Oh, we're going to be positive?
A guy.
Oh, okay.
No pressure. But
we're not
talking
baseball now.
No,
right?
We're not talking baseball. And I don't want to put any pressure on you, right. But I'm going to be blunt here. The guy who has come to save the New York Giants offensive line.
Oh, my God.
It's a simple task.
Before we even – and we're talking to Nate Solder, who, by the way, got a nice little contract to play for the Giants, too. You know, I got to ask you this, Nate. Can I, as a guy who's a Jet fan,
yeah,
who hates the Patriots,
okay?
Because, you got rings from them and all, okay? How tough is it to play there? I mean, did you have enough of Belichick finally and say, you know, I had enough of Belichick. I got to get the hell out of here. Did you? Is that fair? Can I ask you that question?
Hey, you know what? There's good and bad with any place. And is Bill hard on us? Absolutely. But does he get the best out of you? Yeah, he does. So I left on good terms. You know what? I had a conversation with Bill after I'd signed with the Giants, and he wished me the best. And, you know, and I feel very strongly that those guys are a great team, and I'll be a fan of those guys for sure.
How is it being a Giant now? You spent all those years in New England. Basically, you're in the Super Bowl every year. You're winning the AFC East every year. And there's going to be expectations here in New York. But how difficult was the decision for you to leave a place that was your home where you had so much success to come here to the Giants?
You know what? It just once my son got sick and we had another daughter and everything, we just it redefined our whole priority set. So right now I'm doing exactly what God's telling me to do, and I'm trying to fulfill what he's asked me to do, and that was to come to New York and be a part of the Giants organization, and I am so excited about that. I don't even think about anything else.
You know, and there is a lot of pressure on you because they, you know, that left tackle spot has been a disaster. Eric Flowers was not very good and hasn't been, and now you slot in there. How about that? I mean, did you think about that going into this season with the Giants?
Well, absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of pressure, and I've been under a tremendous amount of pressure for years now. And, you know, you can only take it one bite at a time. You go one day better, and it's not going to be one person that's going to fix everything. It's going to be a group effort. We got to win it as a team and do the best we can every single day.
What's the biggest difference you've noticed in the early going between being a Patriot, being a Giant?
Big differences. You know what, I stepped into a kind of solidified system, and people had been a part of that program for a long time, and they kind of taught me the way. And when I came here, you know, it's new coaches, a lot of different players from all over the place. So really it's just kind of trying to find our identity and trying to define what that is, and rather than just being kind of set in stone of what it was. So, you know, I have full confidence that Coach Shurmur and all the coaches know what they're doing, so I'm just following their lead and trying to do the best I can.
Is Tom Brady a good guy?
Absolutely. Oh, my God, I love that guy.
Yeah? Well, you should. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Nate Solder, one of the newest members of the New York Giants. How about that contract, man? Good for you.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
absolutely.
As an NFL player, you take so much punishment. You deal with so much. Maybe in basketball and baseball, I don't feel this way. But for a football player, I see that contract. Man, good for you.
Yep.
But that's got to be great for you and your family to get a contract like that.
It's wonderful. You know what? And we have such a short opportunity to make any kind of money. And why not take that opportunity? Because you know what, honestly, and you guys don't know me that well, but my hope is that this money isn't just for the Solder family. This is going to be for the community. This is going to be for a lot of underserved people. You know, we really just hope that it doesn't just become selfish and worldly and consumed with our own goods, but it's something that can actually bring light and hope to this world.
Talking to Nate Solder, of course, one of the newest members of the Giants, their new left tackle. You know, you look at this team that you're on now with the offense, the potential that this offense has with Beckham, with, you know, with Barkley, with Eli, you know, with the additions, with the improvements now made on that offensive line, the kid you drafted number two, the kid Hernandez on the offensive line. I mean, this offense has a chance to be off the charts, Nate.
Yeah, well, and I've been on teams like that before, and you know what? It doesn't matter what people think about who's talented, who's got potential. It does not matter. What matters is how we work together. It matters how we perform. It matters on how it comes down to, and those, you know, so many games come to, you know, one or two scores, you know what I mean? So it's going to be tight, and there's going to be bumps and bruises. It's going to be ugly along the way, and we're going to have to keep fighting through. And because that's where you end up at the end of the year, you know. It's like it's one or two games here or there, and you got to you got to put it all together.
We're talking to Nate Solder. You mentioned your family. How is your son doing right now?
He's doing awesome. Yeah, he's doing really well. So he's going to continue doing scans and surveillance, but he's getting his port out, so hopefully we don't have to go back to doing chemotherapy, which we were doing every week before. And so he's doing excellent. He's running around, and hopefully I get to take him out to the zoo today or something and have some fun with him.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that is great. All the best to your family with that, Nate.
How did you find out something was up? Because for those who are listening, his son was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago. How did you and your wife discover, hey, something's up here?
Yeah, so he has tumors in his kidneys, and they'd gotten so big that they were actually bulging out of his stomach.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was pretty dramatic and obvious, and we went to our pediatrician first. She referred us to Boston Children's, and after they'd done the scans and everything, they kind of had an idea of what it was. So that was a long process, and we're still, you know, fighting it, but you wouldn't believe the amount of improvement that he's made.
That's
great. His kidneys have shrunk into a normal size.
Wow.
And fully functioning. It's really amazing.
And how old is your son, Nate?
He's going to be 3 in July. Mm. So he was diagnosed when he was 3 months old. So all really early. Yeah.
How difficult? I can only imagine. I'm basically a new father. My son's a little under 2 years old. But how did you concentrate? How did you deal with everything else, being a professional football player, while dealing with the stress of going through this with your son?
Yeah. Well, I think football became my outlet rather than the biggest source of stress in my life. So you know, you walk into a football locker room, there's a bunch of dudes just hanging out, having fun, playing a game. It's really a way to kind of release a lot of emotions when you're out on the practice field or out on the game field. It's your one opportunity to hit something, hit somebody. You can take out some of that frustration, that anger, and that's been really very therapeutic for me.
Nate, you know, you've been in the last two Super Bowls, and you had the unbelievable win over Atlanta. You come back 28-3 to win that game, and then obviously last year a very tough loss to the Eagles. How about that? How about the contrast? Because, you know, as a Jet fan, I have no idea what this is like. How about the contrast, okay, of the high of winning a Super Bowl and maybe the down feeling of losing it? How about that?
Well, I'll say when we lost to the Giants in 2011.
Right, that's right. You were on that one too, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't think
I'll ever get over that. It's just so hard. You work so hard, and especially it was my rookie season. You know, that can be such a grind, and you're just trying to keep your head afloat. And to be that close and just come short was just devastating for me. And last year, you know, I had a whole set of different things. I did the best I could. I fought hard. I had a good game. Our team played well. You know, it was a wonderful season, and I was happy for those Eagles guys. And it's hard to say that now as a Giant, but, you know, I really was very happy for them. And I knew that God had a plan with all that. And you know, like I said, it always comes down to one or two really, really small things. And you make that makes the difference in everything that we do.
Now, I want to go back to the Super Bowl you won against Seattle. You know, as you're watching the end of that game and the play unfolds and they're on the 1 yard line, and did you think you were losing that game at that point?
I thought we were going to have to drive it down the length of the field in like 30 seconds or something like that. So I was hoping for kind of some sort of far-fetched idea, you know, against the statistics, kind of win for us. But I was totally neutral emotionally. Like, when that pick was made, I was asking people, what happened? Because I was so set, like, okay, we have to go back out there. We're going to take a last-minute field goal. Like, whatever we have to do. So when that happened, it took me a second to kind of realize what had happened.
Yeah, I think that was, like, for all of us. We were in stunned disbelief as it happened.
Yeah. Right. Right,
is
right.
there legitimate, because a lot's been written about with that big bombshell article about Brady and Belichick, is there legit drama in Foxborough, or do you think that stuff's overblown?
I don't know what the relationship is between Tom and Belichick. I know I had a wonderful relationship with Tom. Bill was always hard on all of us equally. You know, that maybe that's something that's going on. That's not anything that impacted me or the rest of the team at any point.
Do you see them going down at all in any period of time? I mean, as long as Brady and Belichick are there, are they ever going to, like, not win the AFC East, Nate?
I don't know the question to that. I mean, if I were in New England, I would know the answer. But I know now, when I'm looking from the outside perspective, I think that those guys have a hell of a chance every single year with those two guys and the team that they put together and the people and that they bring into that organization. You know, they do a lot of things right.
Yeah, how is it? Because I'm marveling at what they've. To me, this is, and I've been watching football since the early '60s. Yeah. I saw the Packer dynasty. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably the greatest dynasty I've ever seen because, yeah. You know, the moving parts. I mean, how many guys have come and gone over the years? Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing. And look at all the guys they lost this year. They lost you. They lost Deion Lewis. They yeah. lost Amendola. I mean, all these different guys that they've lost. Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how they continue yeah. to get it done. I mean, how about that, Nate?
Well, we're all just role players, you know. We just play our roles and we do the best we can. And like I was saying before, they just maximize the potential out of everyone. So whoever steps in there to fill my role or Deion's role, they're going to get maximized and they're going to outperform what their expectations are. And that's just the way that they've always done it.
One, I got to let you go, and I know you're not going to give me the answer, but I got to ask you anyway. What the hell happened with Malcolm Butler? They didn't play him in the Super Bowl.
You know what? I get that question just about as much as anything, and I do not know the answer. I didn't even realize that he didn't play. You know, you get focused on your own business, and that wasn't even something that crossed my mind until much later after the game. And I was shocked as anybody. I have no idea what happened.
Mm. Well, no pressure, but you have been brought here to
yep.
save the Giant
yes,
offensive line. So just get it done, all right, Nate?
Yeah, right.
Get
yeah.
it done. And very happy to hear things going
yeah,
well with your
really,
son and your
all
family.
All the best with your son and the family, Nate. Really mean it.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
You
thank
be well.
You. Thank
all
you,
right,
Nate.
Thanks. You too. See ya.
Nate Solder, starting left tackle for the New York Football Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.